just finished a training session, so I'm hyped and tired at the same time. It's Marketing Monday, but man, was there so little marketing done, because you know, a lot of people want 5-minute conversations, and 5 minutes really is never 5 minutes. I am one who asks for feedback. I claim that I am coachable and like and ask, request feedback from parents. And sometimes it's tough. You know, you hear the smallest of details that's small to you, but to them it may not be small. But nonetheless, like, whether it's complaining, whether it's rational, valid, their feelings are valid, and yada, 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 yada. For sure, it's important. I'm not trying to undermine that. I'm joking about the yada, yada. But there's a lot of data in the feedback, whether you like it or not. And that feedback helps us to market things a certain type of way, which is great. And kind of trying to tie this into a Finance Friday type of principle, type of thought. I really haven't thought of the segue, but, you know, today I had a conversation with a trainer and some other trainers about pricing. They're trying to figure out their pricing. And, you know, honestly, so I guess I'm taking my own advice by talking about the feedback and the conversations that I've had. Pricing is interesting. Most basketball trainers base their pricing off of ego, their own sense of self-worth, their competitors, some other arbitrary, irrational thought process. Subjective, not irrational, but subjective thought process. And honestly, there is a better, more objective way to do it that I am working through myself right now, to be honest with you. And it's based off of a financial metric called opportunity cost. And it's not really a financial metric, but I want to consider it a financial metric in this case. Opportunity cost. Basically, you could, it's either this or that, or what are you giving up for this opportunity? Like, for example, I see a lot of private training prices that are very similar to group training prices. So the private might be at $50, but the group training price is at like $35. And that's even a bigger delta than what I've seen. That's a challenge, because if I'm a parent, then I'm paying $15 more for a private training session. No brainer. It's pretty easy. The problem is when you get to the math of, if your group has at least two people in it, then you have an opportunity cost of, oh my God, I just made myself do math, $20. You have an opportunity cost of $20 right there. Now, if you can have four or six or more, then it's going to start to be a little bit more challenging, and it's a bigger opportunity cost. So my point is this: don't calculate your pricing off of what you feel like my time is valuable and this and that. Calculate it off the opportunity cost. For me, that helps me to charge a certain rate and justify it, because, hey, I'm not charging this because I am worth this much. And that may be true. Like, I'm not denying that, but I'm charging this rate because of the opportunity cost. I could have five group trainees in here who love the group training sessions versus the one private training session. Now, I'm not saying never do privates again. I've actually considered that, but you just can't. Like, if you're in this for the love of it and you love like what you do and you have trainees that really want to get better, then the one-on-one work makes sense sometimes, and you're willing to make that sacrifice of the opportunity cost that you could have for the groups. I'm not saying cancel the one-on-ones, even though mathematically they don't make sense. Economically, they don't make as much sense usually, but it makes sense to charge a higher price for the privates. If you're at $50 and you have a group training session that could have four people for just $35. So I'm thinking $35 times four is $140, but your private is only $50, then that's $90 that you've left. And for something that a lot of people are trying to do full time, and we only really can work for 4 to 5 hours in a given day because kids are in school for 9 months out of 12, $90 is a big delta. $90 is a big delta. So that being said, I'm not saying charge $140 for a private training session. Maybe, you know, if you average three people in a group and it's 105, then maybe you charge a little bit more. Maybe you charge the $75, $90. The real mathematical answer is charge the exact same as the group that you would have, so that there's not as much of a risk. But that's managing by the numbers. That's operating based on the opportunity cost. So that is the best way, in my opinion, the objective way to look at pricing. I've looked at competitors' pricing. I've looked at people in different areas, and you don't know what the social demographic status of that area is, how large the population is, how much disposable and discretionary income that area has. So you trying to copy somebody else's price might be the quickest way for you to run out of business or work harder than what you really, really, really need to. So hopefully that helps. Marketing Monday. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and you will hear my voice pretty soon again.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.